It is a strong and clear seven-point message that can leave no one, believer or government, in any doubt. The Episcopal ordination of Joseph Guo Jingkai, which took place in Chengde, Hebei Province, on November 20th, the very day Pope Benedict gathered around him the College of Cardinals in Consistory, is illegal, and the leaders of the state body that governs religious activities, the Chinese Patriotic Association, are responsible. The statement expresses the Pope's deep regret and denounces a serious breach of Catholic discipline and freedom of religion and conscience. Here it refers specifically to pressures placed by the Chinese government on bishops in communion with the Pope to participate and confer the ordination. Asia News Agency, which closely monitors the life of the Church in China, reports that as many as 8 bishops participated in the illegal ceremony. It also speaks of bishops being visited by security personnel ahead of the ordination, and of as many as 3 being seized by police. The Holy See reminds the priest involved that he now finds himself in a condition of excommunication late sententiae, and adds that his ordination has humiliated the Catholics of the diocese, who now have a pastor forced on them by the government. The statement also points out that several times this year alone, the Holy See had made known its opposition to this ordination to Chinese authorities, who despite this decided to go ahead, and thus have seriously damaged the atmosphere of respect which had been painstakingly created through the recent episcopal ordinations, which were in communion with the Holy Father and approved by Beijing. Finally, the Holy See laments the fact that Beijing continues to allow the leadership of the Chinese Patriotic Association, under the influence of a certain Mr. Liu Banyan, to adopt attitudes that gravely damage the Catholic Church and hamper dialogue for the good of the Church in China and for the good of Chinese Catholics. I'm Eimear McCarthy.